Hi, this is Mary from Singing Strong, and today I wanted to talk to you about singing practice and five things you can do to improve your singing practice. As singers, we all want to be able to practice regularly to improve our skills, but sometimes we're not sure about what we need to make our practice sessions worthwhile. I'm going to share with you five tips to help you make the most of your practice time and achieve success. So, tip number one. Make sure you have all the materials you need to practice. Use sheet music when practicing, not just lyrics. We are musicians and should be able to read music. The sheet music also gives important clues about things like tempo and dynamics. Invest in a music stand. It's important you have something to put your music on that you can stand at. You can get collapsible stands that fold away neatly. I have a Manhasset music stand. It's a bit more expensive, but it's really easy to use and it's very solid. It might just be a bit difficult if you're wanting to store it somewhere. Make sure any device that you use for playing backing tracks is loud enough to sing along with. You might need to invest in some speakers if you're using an iPad or a phone. Don't practice using headphones. This is a bad habit to get into as you can't hear yourself properly. Headphones are great for listening to music, but not so good for practice. Okay, tip number two. Have a designated place to practice. Have a special, clean, private, ready to start in space. Having a space always ready for singing makes it much easier to get started. If you're always having to pull things out to get started, or you have to practice in a space where other people are, you are less likely to get going. Tip number three, be clear about what you need to practice. Always have a plan about what you want to work on during the week between lessons. Make sure you've discussed this with your teacher, what's required, and then have some way to record what you've done. And this way you can account for your practice sessions. Tip number four, make it part of your routine every single day. Singing practice should be part of your everyday routine. Just like brushing your teeth or having a shower, we need to find time each day to practice our singing. If you start this from the beginning when you start lessons, it's easy to reinforce. For young students, parents, you really need to be present in the beginning to encourage the routine. Make a time and stick to it, whether it be in the morning or afternoon. If there is no time dedicated to practice, it simply will not happen. Tip number five, warm up, then chunk it. Make sure you warm up well. Have a warm-up routine that you can do in about 5 minutes, and you can find some quick warm-up activities and exercises on my website. Don't try and do it all at once. Break it up. Hopefully your teacher has highlighted what needs to be worked on. Focus on those small sections and then when you've got them correct, put it all together. A couple of 10-minute sessions each day is much better than trying to do an hour at a time. Committing to 20 to 30 minutes each day is quite achievable. This can equate to up to 3 hours practice a week. Okay. If you use these five tips, you are guaranteed to have success with your singing. Remember, singing is a skill and can be developed like any other instrument. Your success depends on your practice. Are you wanting to have singing lessons? To get started in your musical journey with me at Singing Strong, simply look on my website for an inquiry page and fill in the details and I'd love to get back to you to help you with your inquiry. I have a few spaces available for term 4 in 2016. So if you get on to me quickly, I can help you out with that. Have a great day, everyone. I hope you get some time to practice. Bye.